The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We might be doing a Trinity contest, which means 3-1. Don't go anywhere for that. We also are going to review the Thankfully, Prayerfully, Alertfully. And then additionally, Gold and Silver Proverbs. And we're going to wind up today's show with Living in the Lord.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. I think I'll skip it. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Maybe I won't skip it. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation. We got some trivia. You're welcome to do prayer requests. You're welcome to do praise reports, whatever. Yeah, you can even do a plug for your church. We're going to start that next week, giving you an opportunity just to let people know where you're fellowshipping. Not a big deal. But we're just asking you, take your time, listen to the show, and let it be a blessing for you. Any topic, of course, is open for that conversation, but it's because we're not professional radio. We're just radio. That's all. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Going to go right out of the gate. We're going to do our sponsorship right off the way, right in the beginning. And we're going to do this shout out to, see, now Wonder Julie doesn't know where I'm going. I'm having so much fun already, and it's only a minute in. Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. All right, their number, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. Jamie was in the studio on Wednesday. And so here's a couple things you need to know. If you contest, so if you're a person and you are considering retirement, if you have an IRA, if you are retired and you're wanting to make sure your money is safe, that you definitely want to have a sit-down talk with Jamie. No cost for that, by the way. Plus, he's got the book that he's written, and he will give you that copy of that book. It doesn't cost you anything. And so what he's not going to do, he's not going to sit there and meet with you and say, you know, you got to work with me, you got to work with me, you got to work with me, you got to work with me. That's what I do to my wife. Nobody else should be doing that anywhere. So what Jamie wants to do is wants to get that opportunity to talk to you, make sure it's all good. If it's all good, he'll tell you it's all good. If you can make improvements, he'll tell you you can make improvements. The way that him and Nancy operate, their whole motto, plan right, retire the right way, their website is retiretherightway.com. Retiretherightway.com. And you can have a free consultation. Just talk to them on the phone. Get an opportunity. Meet with them face to face. You can always buy them a cup of coffee. Just talk. He'll give you a book. So, worst case, you can cup of coffee, book, cup of coffee. Good deal. 800-287-1667. Appreciate him and Nancy. We just are writing up their commercial and getting some of their stuff together. And we're going to have that opportunity to have people ask questions and talk to them. I think it's cool. I like stuff like that. All right, now, before I get into the teaching, I want to talk to you about the contest. So as you know, just the other day, our good friend Samson won the contest. So we are still, Samson, if you're listening, everything is en route over the weekend, and you did win $25. Here's the thing, though. In our contest, if you go onto the website, davidspoonmedia.com, there's a little contest button. You can only win once a month. You can answer trivia questions all you want, but you can only win money once a month. Now, why do we do that? So that everybody can get a chance, an opportunity, a shot. So there's nothing wrong if you've answered questions and you've won before and you guess it, not a problem. But if you win, you only get it in basically a one-month period. I think I'm going to trust people to count off 4 to 5 weeks on their own. They can figure it out. I have confidence in you guys. And just figure out if you want to know what the contest rules are. Basically, all the contest rules are really simple. I'm in charge. I make the rules. Why? Well, first of all, I'm giving away the money. And I'm not giving away. It's a contest. It's kind of like a gift for answering right and for blessing me for answering right. We are going to have three separate ones. I think we're going to do that today. Three separate opportunities. The amounts that we're giving away, I think, and you got to be patient with Wonder Julie because I don't want you just slamming and calling her. She gets multiple calls. You got to relax. Okay, take a deep breath. We're not only doing this just today, but we are doing a pretty good giveaway today. What we're going to do is we're going to ask you when you call, you'll have the answer, is you're going to have to give, if you win, your name, your number, your address, because we got to send it to you. And then if you got an email, just give her the email. Just make it easy on her, okay? And she is not expected to have these answers because I didn't tell her any of these. Right? So, ha! Although she is wise in many, many things. These are super, super deep, deep ones. So you get ready. We're going to be doing the trivia contest. We haven't started yet, so relax. Our number here, though, for those that are trying to figure it out, 972-445-0770. Again, if you need to look at the rules, you can. It's on the website, davidspoonmedia.com. Those are all like disclosures. you gotta say that stuff or people get really upset. Okay, forget all that stuff for right now. Right now I want to talk to you about something coming out of Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says something very interesting. I tend to gravitate to verses like this. It says, devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. First and foremost, I just want to talk about prayer and devoting ourselves to prayer. So prayer is not typically just when you're gathering together to pray over food. In my wife's family, they gather around and sometimes they hold hands, sometimes they don't, but they pray. And really what takes place, because they're all older children, is they look at one another to see who's trying to open their eyes without getting caught while they're praying over the food. That is one of the things that happened. They're doing kind of a peeky-peeky kind of thing. That's cool and that's fun, and inevitably the sisters usually win over the brothers because she has another sister and two brothers, and I think that's fun. But that's not prayer per se. It is a good idea to give thanks, of course. I'm talking about being devoted to prayer. Now, what you hear when you hear the word prayer is a lot of fancy schmancy. Ooh, prayer. Everybody into the pool. Okay, listen. You know what prayer is? Can we just keep this super duper simple? Prayer is talking to God. And you might break down supplication, request. It's cool. Do whatever you want to do. Break it down. Don't break it down. Don't care. Here's what I'm trying to say. You have to be devoted. Devoted to prayer time. You have to be devoted to prayer time to such a level that the next verse tells you how deep that goes. Keeping alert in it. Well, what does that mean? Tell me if this has ever happened to you, brother or sister in the Lord. You're praying and you got yourself going and you're praying and you're talking to God and you're really having a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And then this thought enters in from left field. And it goes, did you leave the oven on? Did you get the clothes out of the dryer? Did you mow the lawn? Did you pay the bills? Did you ever call that person? Did you respond to this email? It's all of these distractions that try and take us away from being present in the prayer time, right? The scripture warns us about that. It's like, devote yourself to prayer, but be alert. Because why? Because there's going to be distractions that come your way. And you're thinking, what do you mean distractions? Well, I don't know. You think that Satan likes it when you're praying? This is spiritual warfare, folks. And you got to keep alert in it. You got to be conscious of it. You know how what we'll do is we'll pray, but we'll try and fit it into our schedule. Don't do that. Separate time. You know what Jesus did? He went by himself into the mountains, or he went by himself on a boat, or he went by himself nowhere else, nobody else around, so that he could just have that devotional connection with him and the Father, so that he wasn't distracted. And we put our prayer time in a schedule for distractions. So just think about that. You got to break that habit if you're doing that. You want to be devoted to prayer, devoted to talking to God, devoted to communing with God, but you want to keep alert in it. Because the enemy is either going to try and just distract you, and if it's not the enemy, it's going to be your flesh. You see what I'm saying? There's the things inside, even if it's not Satan, it's you, the part of you that's like going, I don't like this. Let's go do this. You know, let's go get fast food. I mean, it's that kind of thing that pulls you away. And Scripture says, watch that. That's a dangerous element. It says, devote yourself to prayer. Keep alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. I don't know if, does that need comment? It's just like, okay, stop being a grumpy, you know, grumpy grandpa, okay? Be thankful. The people that don't complain on earth are usually all the ones in the cemetery. So be thankful. The Lord has given you yet another day to enjoy with him, in him, and in his kingdom. So pray with a devotion to it. Keep alert in your prayer so you're not distracted, and have an attitude of gratitude. That simple. Just don't make it any more than that or any less than that, okay? Okie dokie artichokey. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay, let me pray with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family, and we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every...
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Boy, that's one of my favorite songs. People just have no idea. You think I'm weird when you listen to me on the radio. Ha! Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. A couple things to tell you. We're going to do Dr. B in just a second. I do want to say something. We had Andrew Seidel on the show 2 weeks ago. He was from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and he was very happy because he thought they were doing really well in all of their legal suits. Here's something that you might not have heard. Supreme Court rejected hearing a case to remove the phrase "In God We Trust" from U.S. currency on Monday that had been previously attempted, and the statement from the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals last August was that it is not in need, the government's not in need to purge itself from all religious reflection, and the Supreme Court upheld that thinking. So he was like excited that they were 14-3. Well, they're 14-4 now. Just saying. So I did watch the last 5 seconds of the NBA game. I didn't watch any of it, just the last 0.09, which took 20 minutes.
That's more than I watched.
Yeah. I was just glad that in hockey and in basketball, different teams won. I thought that was good. And hockey, by the way, up 25%. No other sport or sports show is up at all. Hockey up 25%. You want to know why? Because not only do they not care about politics, they carry sticks. That's my kind of sport. I love it. Let's get into our trivia question. Now, keep in mind, it'll be the first person that answers. It won't be the first person that answers. It'll be the first one that calls in. And if you're right, you're right. And if not, we'll do it until it gets going. Will I be able to do a read while we're, you know, while their people are calling? I'll be able to do a read, right? I'm going to do Dr. Brown. So we'll just do an easy buzzy kind of thing. All right, here is the trivia question for those that are feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. Here we go. What did Peter cut off the high priest's servant? What did he cut off? Remember in the confrontation? What did Peter cut off of the high priest's servants? Okay, that's all I'm going to say. You got to figure it out from there. 972-445-0770 if you want an opportunity to win. In the meantime, let's go for Dr. Brandon Brown. That's the Flight of the Bumblebee. Yeah, okay. Dr. Brown's from the Specific Chiropractic Centers. We like Dr. Brown. He's been taking care of my wife. She's going to see him again on Tuesday. She's had some real serious back problems, and so he's really helping her. And I just kind of wrote up a commercial for him and voiced it and put it together. His whole deal is that he's one of those guys that will walk you through it, take you through the whole process, help you understand it. He doesn't want you to be in pain. He chose this profession for a reason. His URL, drbrandonbrown.com. DR for doctor, not DR dot. DR. DrBrandonBrown.com. He is in charge of the Specific Chiropractic Centers and the whole Richardson division. So you want to give him a call, talk to him. We call him Dr. B. That's why we did the B thing. Okay? Just so you can know. That's just helping you out. 972-454-9363. 972-454-9363. If you can't remember the numbers or you can't remember drbrandonbrown.com, you can go to my website and go under the sponsors link and find him there. I think you would know how much I feel, how good I feel about him since my wife is going there. I think that tells you everything. 972-454-9363. Okay. Okie dokie, artichokie. All right. So do we have, let me check and see if we have an answer, either an answer or a complaint. We get, hey, you get a little bit of everything, don't we? Well, what do we got? We got, I think the phone is going to ring. I think it's going to ring. Let's see. Do you have the, you can just always go dingy, ding, ding. That one girl does that. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Leonard. How are you, David?
Good, Leonard. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, this is a chance for $20, just to let you know.
Hey, how about that?
That's not bad. That's a good way to go into
not
the
bad.
Weekend. All right, not bad. All right. All right, here we go. Here's the big question. So, and by the way, do you got any big weekend plans? Just checking with you. You got anything going on this weekend? Father's Day?
Well, depends on if I have $20 to spend or not.
That is the best response I've heard. That'll
change my plan.
Yeah, that's a big one right there. All right, what did Peter cut off of the high priest's servant?
I heard it was an ear.
That is correct, sir. You heard correctly. That is a win. That is so funny. I heard it was an ear. Now you won. I'm just gonna ask you real quickly, do you know if it was a left ear or his right ear?
Let me think about that.
There is an answer, actually.
I don't know.
It's his right ear. Just so you can know. It's his right ear. Apparently Peter was a righty.
Okay.
Because he cut off his right ear. I just thought that was kind of an interesting little tidbit there. But you win, sir.
So I didn't remember it was right.
Okay. Cut off his right ear. You look into it, you'll see. It's if you study it. If I'm wrong, call me back and tell me, because that one I did pull out. Now, normally I just do it myself, but that one I pulled out of a book.
Yeah.
I knew I was doing like three of them. The ones that are up and coming are specific. So if I'm wrong, I don't have a problem telling anybody. Ooh, I got that wrong. But you got the $20. So now you got big plans. So now I guess you're going to Paris.
Yeah, probably so. Paris, Texas.
Good answer again. You're on top of it, man. Great job. Did you already give the info to Julie? You all set for that?
All set, yeah.
Okay, great. Have an excellent weekend. Happy Father's Day, my friend.
You too, David.
All right,
take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Isn't that fun? I love stuff like that. You guys got to love stuff like that. I'm telling you right now, you need to love stuff like that. That's part of the fun. We guess what? In the next segment, we'll do it again. Now, remember, you win. You can only win money or prize once a month. And I'll let you be in charge of the ones. I trust it. You're not going to call me and then call me back and go, "This is sure," and then change your voice. Just going to believe the Christian radio remains. Let me do this teaching. So we did Dr. B. We did the giveaway. Wonder Julie's keeping the whole show together. Let me just share two things real fast because I only got like 5 minutes. So I go through the Proverbs and Psalms just like everybody else. I go through Old Testament, New Testament. Pretty devotional guy. I like reading scriptures. I like reading scriptures in different versions. There are currently 50 popular public different translations of the entire Bible, and I've read like 39 of them cover to cover, and I just, you know, enjoy it. But when I go through Proverbs, I've noticed more than almost any other book, as I get older, their meanings have a different impact. So the two big Proverbs I want to pull up real quickly. Number one is Proverbs 16:4, the first part of the verse. And when anybody says to you 16:4a, that's the first section of the verse. 16:4c, that would be the third section in the verse. I'm just telling you how it's broken down. And it says this: the Lord works out everything for his own ends. It's just like sometimes you read that and you go, everything that we think we are doing is just not the case. It's just not true. The Lord is working everything out. He is the one that's coordinating things all across. And it's like, cool. I want somebody who is awesome in charge. If I'm in charge, you're all in trouble. If you're in charge, I'm in trouble. I mean, the people that are in charge of our government, half of them, well, we're in trouble with that. So there's a lot of mess. I'm glad that the Lord is working everything out for his end. Okay. Quick note before we get to the second one that I really like. Anybody who's legalistic and says you can't have a favorite passage, there's a button on your radio. I want you to turn it to the left or the right, either direction. Okay. That solves that one right there. Proverbs 11:25 is the other verse that just really stands out to me. And it says this: he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So, ladies and germs, what does that mean? Just like that ladies and germs line? According to God, you get what you give. That is love, grace, forgiveness. You know, there's this get what you give kind of mentality. Now, before you sit there and say, Dave, that sounds like karma. Like my dog ran, or my karma ran over your dogma kind of stuff. Listen, it's Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. All right? That's just the reality check. Let everybody jump up and down and think what it is that they're doing. It's the Christian principle. We understand that. If you're a cheap giver, you're going to receive cheaply. It's not hard. If you give things stingily, you get them stingily. The Lord doesn't like that. He wants you to be a person who's got a more of a generous, giving, broad heart and mind. And so when people say, well, Dave, it still seems like karma, who cares? As long as it's in biblical truth, and we know Galatians 6:7 says that, it's all you got to care about. And you know what Jesus never did? He never restrained himself because, well, people might think it's this or people might think it's this. You know what Jesus said? He said, if you're not offended in me, you're blessed. Because of the way I do things, not the way other people do things. Because he wasn't other people, he was God. And he is God. And it's not just a theory. It's his own proclamation. No, Jesus never said that. He said that about 25 times in the Synoptic Gospels alone. So that's just silly. Just read the book. So anyway, the idea there is refresh and you will receive refreshing. And don't forget, the Lord is working everything out because he wants to. Love it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
You're here.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to go to the website, davidspoonmedia.com, also davidspoon.com. Same thing. Facebook, also davidspoon.com or davidspoonmedia.com. Haven't been doing a lot of social promo lately, just kind of the way I want it to be. We're going to do our sponsorship read, and then we are going to do our trivia contest. Then I'm going to do something I wasn't planning on doing, because that is what's either true bravery or true stupidity comes from. This one is from our very own. She was in the studio yesterday, Pamela Melchiono.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Melchiono. All right, Pamela did a great job yesterday. She was in the studio. And listen, if you've not done radio before, it can be very intimidating. And I thought she did excellent job communicating her and John. I can't believe she got to talk. But her and John in together. And she did a great job telling you, look, this is what I believe the Lord has called me to. So while she's doing real estate, she's increasing in her education in real estate, plus increasing in her education in the Lord, going for the big master's position and the big educational element. But here's the deal. If you want to talk to somebody who has a passion to do what's right and be used by the Lord in real estate, then you want to talk to her. It's just that simple. I know other agents that have that same spirit, and I think there are many great, great agents. There are. I mean, I have a Aunt Deb. I just love her. She's great. But Pamela is committed to the people who are a part of this audience. She is praying for the audience on a regular basis, praying for the success of the Word of God to penetrate, and praying for their wellness. And I just think that tells you everything you got to know. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. Love her. She's great. She's doing a great job. So happy for her and John. I love that they've got the Blessed Realty Company and the Blessed Roofing Company. It's almost a phenomenal story. I better be invited to the wedding. That's all I got to say. I better be. All right. Okay, we haven't even offered the question yet. We got somebody. Is there somebody calling to ask a question, or is that just pizza delivery? Is it pizza delivery? Or, I mean, because that happens. I actually had somebody call on the show in Clover and say, is this Domino's?
No, he was trying to get in for the last question. He wanted to know what the guy's name was.
Oh, okay. So, he wanted to know Melchias, the guy who got his ear cut off?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Sorry. Well, that was his name. Oh, sorry. Wait, here's our second question. So he can call right back.
That's what I told him. I said,
right?
You gotta hang
get
up.
Ready. Okay. So, and verify if I'm wrong with this, Wonder Julie, but so far we had Lynette when Johnny was here. Johnny Hill, it was Lynette, I believe, and he took care of that. Then Sam won yesterday. Leonard just won. So we're trying to keep track of people. Here's the next question. Get ready. And I want you to call if you know it. don't get upset or anything like that. How long were the Israelites slaves in Egypt? How long were the Israelites slaves in Egypt? I'm basing this out of the passage in Exodus and Deuteronomy. 972-445-0770. How long were the Israelites slaves in Egypt? Not complex. What does the Bible say about that? If you don't know that answer, we'll deal with that when that comes up. I'm getting ready to do a bizarro, not a bizarre teaching, but I've been trying to teach this forever. Next Monday is our three-month anniversary. So when I say forever, I mean in the last 3 months forever. That's kind of what that means. And this is going to have to do with Psalm 91. And I want to kind of share something about that. As soon as we talk to this caller, I want to share something about Psalm 91, which talks about dwelling in the shelter of the Most High. All right, let me see what we got going on. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, it's Sam and Shabbat Shalom.
Okay. Now, Sam, are you – this is – it's good. You're all good. So you know that we're not going to –
Oh, no.
You just want to answer?
Call to get.
Oh, okay. You're so good.
I just want to share.
Okay. Awesome, my friend. I love you. I love you. You know, I pray for you every day, just so you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what you got, brother?
I guess if I'm recalling my memory, it's like a 400 years that they were slaves in Egypt?
That is correct, Sam. You are right. It is 400 years. What's amazing, but people don't know this, and I'll pull this up for next week, is it was to the day between when the Lord said when they were leaving, when they got there, and when they were leaving as slaves. I mean, literally to the day. Can you imagine a 400-year prophecy coming and being fulfilled on the day? Is that amazing with a nation?
Yeah, and I have to clarify one thing. Last week or so, when I said, "Oh, I'm from the East," I mean I grew up in the Middle East, where we believe first and then test thing when it's come to the spiritual thing. However, in the West, it's opposite. They want to test everything like with a Greek mindset and then believe.
Yeah.
So that's, I just want to clarify that. And now I have a prayer request.
Okay.
Like a few days ago, my company is merging with a new company and it's just causing some uncertainty. And I'm just very anxious because that's the only job I have. And I don't, prior to that, like 2 years, I didn't have a job, just a part-time job. So this is a full-time. So I'm just freaking out.
Okay, that's fair. I'm glad you said that. And I'll tell you one thing. If you think about 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, one of the things that Paul said in using his guidance was peace of mind, was one of the things they used. And sometimes people are nervous, and that's a general response. And some people, it's a lack of peace of mind. So let's do this real quick. Let's pray. And then you give us an update when things take place, okay? But let's pray real quick.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes.
Father, we come before you right now as an audience, as the people of God, and we just simply ask that you would grant wisdom to Sam and that he would not just go by feelings, because that can be kind of deceptive, but that he would have your direction, your insight. When a person lacks wisdom, your word says that we can ask freely without worrying about finding fault, because if you just rip us apart, that'd be easy. What we're looking for is your insight in his life. And if this is where he's supposed to go, just give him that direction, that calm, and that sense of confidence that you're his partner first, and everything else, because you're his partner first, will come to pass the way it should as he submits it and surrenders it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen, my friend. All right, you keep us posted, okay? I want you to call us and give us an update.
Thank you so very much for praying for me and my family.
You got it, my friend. All right, you take care.
And I just want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. All right, next question. We're going to drop it right away. So Sam came in that. Here you go. What was Luke's profession? What was Luke's profession? Oh, 972-445-0770. I would rather spend an hour talking to the audience, so don't worry about it. I'll get my teaching in, especially when I get a second hour.
poor, I could just see Wonder Julie's face.
What? Oh, second, what? No, what? Okay. What was Luke's profession? Luke, remember he wrote, what did he write? What did Luke write? The Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts. I got to tell people the number because I don't even remember. 972-445-0770. If I'm you and you know that answer, I'm calling. Because the one thing I know for sure, $20 is better than nothing. So I don't care what you say to me. $20 is better than nothing. Okay. All right. So some people are already calling in. I love that. All right, so we're going to talk about what Luke's profession is. I got a real good one for the last segment, and let's just see if this person, that they're going to get the information. And then, like I said, I'm going to talk to you, though, about a teaching about Psalm 91. In verse 1, it talks about, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to talk about living in God in just a second, but hold on here. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Hey, it's Friday. It's a good day.
It's a good day, right? It's like, all right. It's not going to be the greatest in traffic on the way home, but once we're done, right, it calms down a lot. So I'm looking forward
Absolutely.
To it. All right. Are you ready for the here? I'm going to lay out the question for you and then give you a chance to answer. Here you go. What was Luke's profession?
The physician.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. So make sure that you give the information. You already got the information. She's all set to go. And it takes about a week for it to get to you. So just for the accident, it'll get there. And keep listening. And like I said, you get to win once a month in regards to money, but you get to answer questions all the time. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You
thank
got
you.
It. God bless you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. All right, let me get to this. Ready? I want to get into this. Good job by Stacy. That was the first one we got. We got one more question coming in the next segment. We're not done, folks. We're just, you're just like, what are you doing, Dave? Well, that's what my wife asked anyway. Here's what it says. And I want you to think about this. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And in verse 9 of Psalm 91, it says, if you say the Lord is my refuge and make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. There is this process that people are unaware of, I think, from time to time, that we are supposed to be living in the Lord. Now, I know that there's a difference, and you should know there's a difference between positional and practical, but I want you to understand that you are a person that can be in the Lord often as you like. Keep in mind that Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 through 22 says that through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we have a new and living way into the presence of the Father. And so I think what people don't recognize is that we have access 24/7, 365 because of Jesus Christ to engage with God. And in the Old Testament, if you recognize it wasn't really that way, in the context of the high priest went into the very presence of God dealing on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that was the only day that he actually went into the presence of God, whereas in the New Testament, now we have that access unlimited because the ultimate sacrifice was given. So one time I'm driving, I'll just tell you the story. I think we're 2 minutes? Oh, we got a break. Okay. I'll break, I'll come back, I'll tell you the story, and we'll go from there. It's a really cool story. If you miss it, you're going to cry, and I can't help you. I don't have any tissues. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
It may be false, but it feels the same.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored. Impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Ooh, I just felt that one. That was a good one. Not a lot of people have struggled with coming up with a way to say something, but, you know, everybody's got their burden to bear. DavidSpoonMedia.com is the website, especially if you want to get the rules on the giveaways. And I noticed this today we're doing a mass giveaway. We don't always do that. Sometimes we just ask questions. It's just to keep everybody in the word. I don't care what anybody thinks, says, or does in the context of, well, it should be this. It's like, look, we just want people in the word, thinking about the word and processing in the word. That's why we do what we do. And this is coming out of my pocket. So some people do gifts and call up, and some people call and say, I want to contribute. These today is all coming out of my wife and my pocket. We want to be a part of it. We want to be blessed for it too. Let's see. We want to talk about our good friend who is just endlessly a blessing, John.
Big John. Big John.
If you had a chance to hear the show at all yesterday, it's just phenomenal. He does a great job communicating what's going on. If you need an inspection for free, John will take care of it. He's a true brother in the Lord, loves the Lord with all his heart. If you've got damage, you probably don't know it on your roof. You probably don't even know if it's hail damage or wind damage. You don't know necessarily what's going on. Get a free inspection. If your roof is fine, you know what John will say? It's fine. That's what he did for my son. He went there, checked it out. It was fine. He's not trying to do anything sneaky or weird. It's just like, this is what it is. I want you to give him a call, 469-BLESSED, 469-B-L-E-S-S-E-D, 469-BLESSED, or you can go to theblessedroofingcompany.com, theblessedroofingcompany.com. John's desire is to be a blessing, and if you contact him, let him know you heard it on the show, you can get a Tootsie Roll. All right, you can get a snow cone. You can get a lobster dinner. You can't get any of those things, but you can be a blessing right back to him. 469-BLESS, 469-BLESSED. Free inspections for roof replacement, roof repairs. And if you want to talk to somebody who will not try to do something uncool in the system, but they will do it right, then you want to talk to John. He's a good, good man. I'm really honored to be connected with him in that. I love it. All right. Okay, we're going to get into our last trivia question in just a second. I want to finish this spiritual thought. Then we'll do the trivia, and then I have one other thing I want to share with you. So what I was talking about is he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And then in verse 9 of that same psalm, it says, "If the Lord is my refuge, and if you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near you." And there's a lot about dwelling in the Lord. And one time I was driving, and I was praying, and I pay attention while I'm driving, so it's not I don't pray with my eyes closed. I actually knew somebody that mentioned that to me once. And I was praying, and I just said to the Lord, what's the deal? How come sometimes I'm, like, doing good, and sometimes I'm, like, not doing good? And the Lord reminded me, I'm pretty sure it was the Lord that reminded me, or I'll just say the Holy Spirit reminded me, of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And I've known that verse for all my Christian walk. I mean, over 40 years, and I've studied the Greek and this and read this commentary and blah, 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 blah. But then the Holy Spirit has a way of making things more knowable or maybe more connectable than people seem to. And it was as though the Lord was teaching me, and it was like, yeah, well, if anyone is in Christ, there's a word there called if. This is if. These if words mean something. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, like, what if I'm not in Christ as a Christian? I'm not walking thoughtful of Jesus, mindful. What if I'm walking in the flesh? Well, guess what? When you're walking in the flesh, you're not really in that new creation person, are you? And it's like, no, I guess I'm not. I'm probably just the old Dave that did really bad things and needed to get... So the idea behind this is Psalm 91 talks about dwelling in the Most High, living in the Most High. And here 2 Corinthians 5:17 talks about being in Christ. And we know from John 15 that when we make the Lord, that when we're part of the vine, he, we're the branches, he's the vine. And it's just like our mindset for producing fruit and everything all comes because of our connection with him. But it's all because we dwell in him. We live in him. We exist in him. And when we skip that, then we do it in our flesh. And that's a drag. It's like, that's why you go up and down. That's why there's a war inside you. Because the new you is fighting against the old you. You got to live in the new you. I know what some of the new theologians are saying. It's just so silly. It's like, okay, whatever. Here it is. You got a new you and you got an old you. Pick. Thought about that. Wait, pick. Okay. If you do the new you and you live in Christ, it's a better walk. It's not genius for that. It's a better walk. Okay. Martha and Mary had a brother. Martha and Mary had his brother. What was his name? What was his name? Last trivia question. 972-445-0770. Martha and Mary had a brother. What was his name? While you're waiting on that, I will fill the air with wonderfully stupid jokes that are Christian. Ready? Who sounded the first bell in the Bible? It was when Cain hit a bell. Abel. Get it? Okay. That was a good one. I like that one. All right. Again, on that, Martha and Mary had a brother. What was his name? What was our number? 972-445-0770, if you know the answer. I got a couple of these other ones. I like some of these. These are kind of classic. How do we know that Jesus likes coffee? You ever heard of this one? How do we know Jesus liked coffee? Because he was coordinated the writing of Hebrews, Brews, B-R-E-W-S. Get it? Hebrews? Okay. You didn't like that one? All right, fine. How about this one? What kind of pie does God like? Phileman. Get it? Get it? Some of you are going, oh, that is pretty good. Other users are going, what's Philemon? It's a book in the New Testament before Hebrews. Okay? All right. And last one, because if I do any more of these, I'm just going to hear about this at home. Where is deviled ham mentioned in the Bible? That is when the evil spirits entered the swine. That's all I got for you. All right. That's actually Wonder Julie being thankful that that's all I got for you. You only got 1 minute left, and then I'm just closing out in prayer. So if you know the answer, who? If you can catch us, you catch us. If you can't, you can't. Martha and Mary had a brother. What was his name? That's your opportunity to jump on board. In the meantime, one thing I tell everybody on a regular basis is if you have heard things on this show or any show throughout the week, I always want to pray at the end of Friday that you retain what's good and let go of what doesn't matter or what's bad, okay? And so we're going to do that regardless. Even if somebody calls in and we do it off air, that's fine. But the bottom line is I want to make sure that the Lord, he's the one that's the author of things that take place in your life. So let's just pray. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we ask you quite simply that these things that we've heard, not just on this show, but on this station, on other stations, and in other places, that we would, in fact, hang on to the things that are good and let go of the things that are bad, and that we would hang on to the things that draw us in, and that we would let go of the things that have no value. And anything that will draw us closer to you, we would do, and we would hang on to, and we would process in. And you'd help that to become a part of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to exit with this. I'm just going to get their name. We'll get the info off. But who am I talking to?
This is Ms. Gates.
Hi, Ms. Gates. How are you?
Oh, I'm been better, but I guess I'm all right. I'm enjoying listening to you. You're a little unique.
Well, I appreciate that very much. We're going to have to exit off the air, but I want to just ask you real quickly, and then you're going to win, because I know you're going to get this right. Mary and Martha, who was their brother?
Lazarus.
That is correct, ma'am. You just won $20.
Are you serious?
Yep, you certainly did. We're going to exit off the air and get the information from you. So I want you to hang on, okay? Don't go anywhere. But you just won $20. So you just hang in there, and I'm going to exit out of the show real quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 73-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.